Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the coffee cup.
What's up? It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, and welcome to Cream City Classica. Tonight, we have Escamillion coming in to tell us about Dirty Little Secrets. Yes, so let's check the airwaves here and go to the phone line. Area code 616 Cream City Classica, who's on the line?
This is Escamillion. Can you hear me?
Lady, where have you? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. It's been a minute. You said you was coming back, so hey.
I know. I'm glad you're having me back. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. You got to excuse my background. I got a little bit of background noise. I'm in Michigan right now. I got two book signings coming up Friday and Saturday, so I'm kind of on the road, but I wanted to call in since y'all showing me some love. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes, it's all love, all light, and everything's all right. Now, last time you came to the show, you were telling us about your career and how you started to write. We'd just like for you to do a little recap on that for the new listeners. You know, let them get to know who is Escamillion, how did you get to be Escamillion, and how did you, you know, start to write and everything.
Actually, I was always writing, you know, writing different stuff, and that's how I captured a lot of thoughts and memories and stuff, just writing stuff down, things like that. I started a blog, actually, that I used to do short stories on, and I got a pretty good following from that, and since I got such a big following from the short stories, I decided to go ahead and try my hand at writing a full novel, and here I am. You know, I was thinking about that the other day because I've done quite a few interviews, you know, and I kind of just was recapping on my career in the literary industry and just thinking to myself, I know when I got started and how I got started, but I never really went into the heart of why I started going so hard, you know what I'm saying? As I was thinking about that, I'm like, that's the story that I need to let everybody know, because a lot of times I just keep it in and don't tell. When I first started, I had an unexpected death in the family. I was already writing, but I kind of put it on the back burner. And I had an unexpected death in the family with a family member. And, you know, I just got to thinking, you know, life is really short. And a lot of times we do things in life where we say we're going to do this and we say we want to do that, or, you know, we want to be a designer, but we never do it. You know, we design our clothes and when we go out, things like that, but we never pursue our dreams. And, you know, when that happened, it just really hit close to home. And I said, you know, if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? So, you know, I just went hard after that. I met Miss Mimi Capri and got signed with Mimi Capri Presents. Released that Devious Deception 1, Devious Deception 2 just released. And I also started my own publication, Chameleon Publications, which was, that's what Dirty Secrets and Real Soldiers Don't Die is published under. So, you know, that's really how it started. I still have a regular job, work a regular 9-to-5, but I love what I do with my writing.
Wow. So since the last time we talked to you, you started your own publication, or did you have that last time? Because I don't remember that.
I had it, but I hadn't started publishing books out of it yet. You know, it was still in the works. But, yeah, it was still in the works. But, yes, now I do have it. I've released Real Soldiers Don't Die was my first release on it. And Dirty Secrets, my novel that just released last week, I just released that under Chameleon Publications as well.
Wow, look at you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got a lot more coming up on the horizon for us, so, you know. And I'm also working with my husband. We started a graphic design company, Black Market Logos, so I've been going hard with that as well, designing website design, flyer design, book cover design, all of that. So we're going hard with that as well.
Okay. Well, we love to hear people coming up, and we know that people like, because we absolutely promote shout-outs and love to everybody, because it is enough room for us all to shine. There is no competition. People going to go to who they going to go to, and that's the end of the day. You know, that. Don't you? You go to the hairdresser you want to go to, I go to mine, which is in the mirror. That's terrible. But the thing is this. Yes, but the thing is this. There are a lot more people like myself and the company I represent and even the publishing company I represent. Nini Capri and even this guy, Reese from Reese World Publishing, these are two people that I can honestly say from witnessing, you know, as a radio host and even on social media, these two people are nothing but love and light. Not only do they help you, you know, they keep their own camp. They keep their own camps on lock. Now, I'm not saying anybody could come infiltrate because you can't. But here's the thing.
Right.
If you want to probably
Miss Minnie ain't having that. She ain't having no infiltration.
We love Minnie. And Reese too. But here's the thing. The thing about these two people that makes them so great, especially in the Black community, because we need people like this, is the thing is that they don't mind still being in business with you should you want to step up and be a boss yourself, you know?
They
don't have a problem with you. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but that's what I was going to say. Nini definitely preaches that. You know, she is a very good mentor to us, and she always tells us, you know, brand yourself. You know, I know that you're under the Nini Capri Presents, in the Nini Capri Presents camp, but she also wants all of us to stand out as individuals, you know. She wants us to be successful with Nini Capri Presents, but she also wants us to be our own successful individuals. So once we began to branch out and do our own thing, you know, we'll still be known for who we are and not just from being with Nini Capri Presents. You know, just like a child, you raise them up until they get 18, and then, you know, they eventually move out on their own. And, you know, she molds us into being our own individuals so that we can branch out. So she definitely preaches that to us all the time.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Now let's get back to, you know what? Why don't we go into your first release off of your off your book label here. What is it, Real Soldiers Don't Die? Okay, tell us a little bit about that before we get into. Matter of fact, I'm gonna roll it back before then. Let's roll it back a little quick, you know, because this is a show to get listeners to know you and your products. So let's roll it back a little bit more and go into just a little quick synopsis of Deceptions. Wait, one, two. There's another
Deception.
One. Two. There you go. Deviant Deception, one, two. And there was something else. Okay.
No, just
why don't you
Deception,
just,
one,
yeah.
two.
Okay. So go over those synopsis real quick and where the people can buy them and how much they are,
okay.
And then we'll talk about, you know, what's on the table now.
Okay, definitely. Devious Deception 1 and Devious Deception 2 is going to be a part 3, too, but Devious Deception 1 and 2 is just basically about a group of friends. It's about a group of friends that actually – it's the female's perspective of being in the game with their men. You know, the men is in the streets, they selling drugs, they live a high life of crime. So it's basically just the woman's perspective of how they live their day-to-day with these dudes and, you know, how some of them are getting in trouble with them, but they riders, so they still sticking by them, you know, helping them out, doing the dirt with them. You know, that's basically what that particular series is. Part two, it kind of branched off more into telling about the men's perspective. Part two tells more about the men where the women have already gotten in trouble, some have gotten hurt, things like that, and it's down to the men now to see if they're going to continue to be friends or, you know, they're going to start getting into it, things of that nature. So that's what that series is about. Part three, we don't really have a release date for yet, but that will be coming out soon for that Devious Deception series.
Oh, okay.
Those can be found on Amazon. The link is on my Facebook page, but those can be found on Amazon, and if anybody would like a paperback of those, all they got to do is hit me up, and I definitely get that shipped out for them.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
All right. Today is all about Dirty Little Secrets, but like I said, I wanted to get the listeners to know about the other book that you released before that.
Oh, okay.
Don't
Die.
Yes.
Real Soldiers Don't Die. That was a fun book to write. That book is basically about two friends, May and Dank. May is a female, Dank is a male. And that book is basically about, you know, them being in the drug game. And unfortunately, Dank picked up a bid that he had to lay down for a few years. So May kind of was holding everything together until, you know, some of their runners felt like they deserved a little bit more than they was getting. May being the main character, she kind of let her ego get in the way, and, you know, it was starting to mess up their little camp a little bit. So they all kind of tried to turn on her and things of that nature, but I don't want to tell too much of it, but you got to read
it to see
who came out on. Got to read it to see who came out on top. But I love that book. You know what I'm saying? It was a really fun book to write. I got a lot of people that's requesting a part two. It actually was just supposed to be a short that I did for an ebook on Amazon, but I ended up stretching it out a little bit and ended up putting it in paperback. But I got a lot of requests for a part two. So I'm kind of thinking on doing a part two for Real Soldiers Don't Die right now.
Wow. I mean, you know, what inspires you to come up with the stories, the characters, the titles? Because that's like a, you know, that's kind of frightening that you put that out there in the world. Because it's real gangster. Like, is the book as gangster as it sounds? Because it sounds like, wait a minute now.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely gangster. I mean, the characters, I try to make sure that I develop them enough so that people will be able to to feel the characters, you know, to gain a relationship with the characters. You know, I try to make sure I put all those details in there so that you could feel their emotions and their actions and things like that. It wasn't really that hard to write. It actually was one of my short stories that I did on my blog. I've taken the stories down off my blog now, but it was one of the short stories that I did that I eventually turned into a full novel. I had 22 short stories on my blog when I stopped writing them, and my original goal was to turn all those short stories into full novels. So that's kind of where I'm headed with that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to go to a commercial. And when I come back, I want to, because I'm not quite done with that, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that title before we get into
okay.
A Dirty Little Secret. So when we come back, we'll talk about that, if that's okay with you. Is it okay with you?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine
All
with
right.
me. That's what's up.
Okay, we'll be right back at you.
All right.
S. Chameleon is on the line with Cream City Classica. She's going to talk to us about her new baby, Dirty Little Secrets, that she just released off her own publication. She is doing it, doing it big, and we love it. We love it here on Cream City Classica.
When you grow up in the mean streets of Saginaw, Michigan, you learn quickly that it's a dog-eat-dog world and the streets ain't for everybody. Shantae was living proof that it's hard to live a better life when the one you're in taints your every move. Born a bastard child and cared for by a drunk, Shantae could only play the hand that she was dealt. Growing up without a father made it easy for her to extend her love to every nice guy that came along. Her heart and intentions were pure in the beginning, until she was scorned. From assault to rape to a broken heart, her esteem began to crumble around her. In the pit of her heart was love, but in the bowels of her soul was pure hurt. Secretly hated by her friends and mortally disrespected by her family, only made a good girl turn bad. The question is, will she make it out of the turbulent lifestyle of her upbringing, or will she conquer all and beat off the demons that has nested in her DNA? In this next novel, S. Chameleon has once again managed to twist and turn lies with Dirty Little Secrets by author S. Chameleon.
Yes, Dirty Little Secrets with S. Chameleon. Don't forget to tune in to Let's Chat on Friday nights. And that's with Miss Tony and Leisha. They're your hosts. And go over to Blog Talk Radio and tune in to Let's Chat and check them out, okay? Back to our guest today, who is S. Chameleon herself. She's going to tell us some things about the novels that she has completed. We're so proud of you. Are you there?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay, I just wanted to put my hand on a couple more questions with this Real Soldiers Don't Die. What's your favorite
okay.
character, and what's your most hated character, you know, between the two, your favorite and your most hated, and why?
To be honest, I'm gonna be honest. My favorite character is Sugar. My favorite character is Sugar. That's Nate's girlfriend. For the simple fact, she stayed in her lane. She played her position. She wasn't jealous. She let Nate go out in the streets and do what she needed to do to bring the money in and take care of home, and she left it at that. But she was all, they were so connected with each other. It was to the point. They were so connected with each other, it was to the point where when things were going wrong with Nate, they didn't even have to be around each other for her to know. She knew her cue. She knew what it was that she needed to do because they had already talked about it. It wasn't something that had to be repetitive that they had to keep going over. She knew once she didn't talk to her for so long what it was that she needed to do, and that's what she did. She kept it 100, and she did what she was supposed to do, and she stayed in her lane. So that's my favorite. The most hated was the cousin. She really got on my nerves, only for the simple fact because she was a backstabber. LaMisha, like, she was cool people in the beginning, but she always had that sneaky type of attitude. And for you to turn your back on your family like that, LaMisha is Nate's cousin in the novel. For her to turn her back on her family the way that she did, I appreciate that. So she my worst hater in that book.
Okay. Okay. Now, before we get into Dirty Little Secrets, which is your latest novel, I want to ask you a personal question. You can answer it or you can say I'll pass, but here it is.
Mm-hmm.
When we write these urban books, some of the writers, some of us, we do use our personal life, or we do reflect on people we know, but this is a personal question for me to you. Do you think that the things that we're putting out into the world are beneficial to our readers, or do you think that we're teaching them how to be slicker or, you know, more dirty? Because sometimes I worry about it, because I honestly, Escamillion, I have written some characters that I'm ashamed that I wrote. You know, the deviousness. Like, it's cool that I could, you know, construct some stuff out of thin air like that. But some of it is just so, you know, it's scandalous. Like,
right.
Okay.
Right. Definitely.
Just hope
definitely.
Your readers, yeah.
Definitely. And I feel you on that. You know, I just feel like the readers are going to read, they're going to choose what they're going to read. You know, it's really not up to us. What's left up to us is for us to create these fictional characters, these fictional stories, and make it so tasteful to the point where we can draw them in to continue to have them as readers to support us. As far as the people's sexuality in the book, or what type of relationships they're in, or what type of family they're in, or, you know, what type of language, how they talk, whether they talk slang or whether they don't talk slang. You know, it's how you want to develop those characters. I don't have a problem with developing any kind of character. It doesn't bother me at all. What people need to realize is that, you know, we're writing fiction. We don't always have to put issues that happen in our life in these books. We just have to put enough truth and reality in it to make it believable. And that's what I do. I can't tell you what any other author do, but I love each and every one of my characters for the simple fact I've developed them. I've made them their own person. I've made them a fictional person. So, you know, I enjoy what it is that I do, and I like coming up with the different characters. I like coming up with the deceit and the crime and the things like that, because, you know, that's what makes a good novel to me.
I have to agree. So, you know, you have to have the draw of interest. And with that being said, why don't we hear a little bit, whatever you can give us, about Dirty Little Secrets.
Okay. Dirty Secrets. This book actually is based out of my hometown where I was born, Saginaw, Michigan. And it's basically about a young lady that just had a really hard upbringing. You know, her mother wasn't the best, but she loved her to death. And, you know, she kind of just had to deal with the life that she was living with her mother. She kind of got fed up at a certain age and, you know, fell to the streets. But it's basically just to let people know that you don't have to live within your circumstances. If you're living in bad circumstances, you don't have to carry that throughout your life. You know, sometimes some people, they pick up, they drop all the negative, they pick up and they move on with their life. And they, you know, if they want to live a positive life. And that's basically what this book, this series, is going to end up bringing out in Shantae. She's the main character.
Okay. All right. So is she your favorite character in this story?
She's not my favorite character in this story. I'd have to say that Black is my favorite character in this novel. He's my favorite character in this novel. He just, you know, he cared about her a lot for certain reasons. You know, he cared about her a lot, but he was just genuine. You know, he was always 100 with her. And he's just an all-around good guy. He was my favorite character in the Dirty Secrets novel.
Awesome. And I can't believe that you already 2 books in with your new company. That's so awesome. I'm just like really, I can't believe it because, you know, this, you really, when you look at the time to write a book, you know, get it out there, do the whole process does take some time. And for you to have 2 out already since the last time we talked to you, that's very impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And part 2 of Dirty Secrets actually will be out pretty soon, so I just kept writing until I got most of that done. So part 2 will be out soon.
Okay, y'all heard it here on Cream City. we got two minutes left. So within those 2 minutes, why don't you tell us where the book can be found, how much it is, any promotional or events or anything coming up, and any shout outs that you want to give before we go.
For sure, definitely. I would love to give my husband, CEO Kano Kingston, and Black Market Logos a shout out for any of your book cover needs, website needs, anything, any graphic design. Holler at us, hit us up on Facebook. That's Author S. Chameleon or CEO Kano Kingston. Also, for my novel, Dirty Secrets, Real Soldiers Don't Die, Devious Deception 1 and Devious Deception 2. You can go on Amazon.com and you can purchase all of those novels as well. Unfortunately, my website is not up and running right now, but it will be up soon. But you can always hit me at chameleonpublications@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Facebook under Author S. Chameleon. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram as S. Chameleon _ and the number 1.
There you have it, everybody. All right.
Yeah.
So is there any kind of love you want to give to anybody else anywhere before we go?
For sure. I definitely want to give a huge shout out to my team, Mini Capri Presents. Miss Mimi Capri is a good mentor to us, so I want to give a shout out to my whole team. My girl, Black Widow, she got Simple Less getting ready to drop, I believe, at the end of this month, and then you can get ready for the other members of our team getting ready to drop, I believe, a month after that. So make sure y'all watch out for that. Anything coming out of Mimi Capri, we coming for you.
Y'all heard that. Okay, you always have a place to shine on Cream City. We thank you so much
thank
for returning
you.
To us with so much success. Congratulations again and again.
Thank
and
you.
And we hope to see more
thank
from you.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for spending
you
time on Cream City.
Will. All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate the love. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, hon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yes,
S. Chameleon, she is somebody. Watch out, y'all. Y'all haven't heard the last of her.
When you grow up in the mean streets of Saginaw, Michigan, you learn quickly that it's a dog-eat-dog world and the streets ain't for everybody. Shantae was living proof that It's hard to live a better life when the one you're in taints your every move. Born a bastard child and cared for by a drunk, Shantae could only play the hand that she was dealt. Growing up without a father made it easy for her to extend her love to every nice guy that came along. Her heart and intentions were pure in the beginning, until she was scorned. From assault to rape to a broken heart, her esteem began to crumble around her. In the pit of her heart was love, but in the bowels of her soul was pure hurt. Secretly hated by her friends and mortally disrespected by her family, only made a good girl turn bad. The question is, will she make it out of the turbulent lifestyle of her upbringing, or will she conquer all and beat off the demons that has nested in her DNA? In this next novel, author Chameleon has once again managed to twist and turn lies with Dirty Little Secrets by author S. Chameleon.